Good morning and welcome to this ministerial meeting in NATO. It is now 3 months since our Wales summit, and since then we have been turning decisions into action. And today we will review our progress and we will drive our alliance forward by making new decisions. In a changing world, we need to keep NATO strong. Strong today and strong tomorrow. To deal with any challenges from the east or from the south. In Wales, we agreed on the readiness action plan. We are starting to deliver on that plan now. We have already boosted our forces in the eastern part of the alliance, on land, at sea, and in the air. And all allies are committed to doing their part next year to keep us safe. We are also developing a spearhead force able to react to any threat within days. This new force should be ready in 2016. In the meantime, I expect allies to make available an interim force early next year to provide the capabilities we need. We will also at the meeting discuss the priorities of the new Ukrainian government and show our firm and strong support for Ukraine at this difficult time, including through several trust funds. And we will also hold the first meeting of NATO ministers with our partners in the Resolute Support mission. This mission will train, advise and assist Afghan security forces from the 1st of January, after the end of our combat mission. And I had excellent talks both with the President Ghani and with Chief Executive Dr. Abdullah yesterday, and they will join us at the meeting today. And their presence at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting is a strong sign of the importance of the strong mutual commitment between NATO and Afghanistan, and that we are still committed to work together also into the future. So to sum up, I expect 4 concrete outcomes from this ministerial meeting today. First, an agreement on a continuous NATO presence in the eastern part of our alliance. Second, the announcement of an interim spearhead force to enhance our readiness. And third, strong political and practical support for Ukraine. And fourth, the launch of the new Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan from the 1st of January next year. And with that, I'm ready to take some questions.
We'll start with Ukrainian media.
Good morning, news agency Union Ukrainian, Irina Sommer. Secretary General, we all know what NATO, what expect from NATO towards Ukraine and Russia. And we also know what NATO expect from Russia. But what NATO expect from Ukraine? Thank you.
First, I will underline that just to have the meeting today in the NATO-Ukraine Commission is important. And the Foreign Minister Klimkin, he will join us by video conference because he has to be in the parliament, in the Rada, because actually today, actually now, the vote is taking place on the new government. What we expect from Ukraine is that Ukraine is continuing on a path of reform and that they are doing what they can to implement and to follow up the Minsk agreements. And we have seen that the government of Ukraine are doing what they can to implement the Minsk agreements. The challenge has, of course, been that the separatists and Russia is not respecting the Minsk agreements and is violating the ceasefire and not respecting the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. But I expect that we can discuss with the Foreign Minister, Klimkin, today the priorities of the new government in Ukraine, and that is important because Ukraine is an important partner of NATO, and we look forward to continue to work together with Ukraine.
Okay, I think we have another Ukrainian question.
Radio Vesti, Bogdan Amosov. Mr. General Secretary, what should Ukraine do if separatists and Russian army will attack to the other territories of Ukraine?
NATO fully support the independence, the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And any violation of the international recognized borders of Ukraine is something we strongly condemn. And we support Ukraine in defending itself. NATO is supporting Ukraine both politically but also through practical support by putting up the trust funds, and we are announcing the trust funds today. They are becoming operational today. And also, in addition to the aid and the support which NATO provides as an alliance, many allies are also providing bilateral support for Ukraine. And we have also, all the allies have also implemented strong economic sanctions against Russia. So, since Ukraine is an independent country, I respect the decisions which Ukraine is taking, but we are strongly supporting the independence of Ukraine, and of course we are condemning all violations of the borders and the territorial integrity of Ukraine.
What is your assessment of the situation on the ground in Ukraine? Do you believe the Minsk ceasefire agreement is holding? Is Russia upholding its side of the bargain?
We have to support all efforts to implement and to respect the Minsk agreements and the ceasefire. And the government in Ukraine has really made strong efforts to implement the different provisions within the Minsk agreements. The problem has been that the separatists and Russia is not respecting the Minsk agreements. The ceasefire is violated. And, for instance, the Minsk agreements, which states that we should have a monitoring of the international recognized borders of Ukraine, has not been possible to implement because the work of those who are responsible for monitoring the borders have been severely undermined. So to respect the international borders, to make it possible to have independent international monitoring of the border, to stop the provision of military equipment, of tanks, of forces to the separatists in Ukraine is something which is very important, and we call on Russia to do exactly that, to implement and to respect the ceasefire and to withdraw its forces from Ukraine and to stop supporting the separatists in Ukraine.
Okay, we have time for one last question, if there is any. If not, thank you very much.